From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Late Wednesday night, a Mendocino County Sheriff's deputy was dispatched to the area of North Highway 1 and Hardy Creek in Westport. Upon arrival, the deputy learned that a local resident had found a pair of jean pants with a shoe entangled inside one of the pant legs on the ocean beach near the mouth of Hardy Creek. The area is about 1 mile north of the Hart family crash site. The jeans are girls, size 10 regular, and the shoe appeared to be a 3.5 U.S. big kid size or a 5.5 women's U.S. size. Upon inspection, it was determined that skeletal remains of what appeared to be a human foot were inside of the shoe. The shoe with the remains released to the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office Coroner's Division. California Department of Justice Bureau of Forensic Services is being asked to identify the remains through DNA analysis. School officials from more than 30 districts and law enforcement officers from throughout Del Norte and Humboldt counties were in Fortuna on Wednesday, talking about a topic of major concern to all of them, school violence. In the wake of recent school shootings and at least two recent threats to local schools that proved to be hoaxes, law enforcement invited North Coast educators to discuss the topic with them and offered help in reviewing their respective policies and procedures. A month ago, schools in Fortuna and other locations throughout the state, as well as the rest of the nation, got emails threatening violence. At that time, Fortuna police, with the help of the FBI, quickly were able to determine that the threats were a hoax originating from outside of the United States. Tonight is the night a number of community groups teaming up to host a community forum for all five candidates running for a Board of Supervisors seat in the upcoming election. It's happening at the Labor Temple, 840 East Street in Eureka, starting at 6 p.m., running until 8 p.m. Each group will pose questions relevant to their missions to each of the five invited candidates, incumbent Virginia Bass, challengers Marianne Lyons and Danny Burkhardt in District 4, and in District 5, incumbent Ryan Sundberg and challenger Steve Madrone. The forum will be live-streamed on Facebook and recorded to air soon on Access Humboldt. Well, a woman had a strange call to police this week. She called for help after bees took over the back end of her car on Walnut Drive. A deputy went out to investigate the swarm of bees and to make sure no one got near the car. Dispatchers happen to keep a list of beekeepers for situations like that. The beekeeper explained that sometimes when a queen bee gets tired while flying, she'll land on an object, like a car in this case. The other bees that are flying with her also land on that object in order to protect the queen from harm. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.